Who turned out the lights? I can't see anything, but I feel fuzzy. So very fuzzy. Yes, indeed, you are listening to The Fuzz, and you might be feeling fuzzy about it, too. That song was called Someone Turned the Light Out by Our Plastic Dream. It was recorded sometime between 1966 and 1968. However, it was not released until 1999 on the compilation Pierre's Plastic Dream. Pierre referring to the frontman, Pierre Tubbs. The band officially released one single called A Little Bit of Shangri-La on Go. But Someone Turned the Light Out stayed away for 30 years? 31 years? 33? 32? Who knows? I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. It's kind of glorious outside. It's been glorious all week. It's good. I remember a few weeks ago I was like freaking out about the summer. I'm like, it's getting hot. I was scared, but this week has been beautiful. And it's April. April 11th. Just in case you didn't feel like checking your calendar. Coming up, we're going to hear from a band called BLC. Their song's called I Don't Wanna Go. It was a 1970 single on Kumquat. Although the music was recorded during the year 1967. BLC stands for the Brother Love Congregation, and would be considered one of the first psychobilly bands, which of course is psycho rockabilly, a term similar to freak beat, which is freaky beat music, in the simplest terms. Then we're going to hear from Condello. The song's called Oh No. It was off of the 1968 album Phase One on Scepter Records. The artist's full name is Mike Condello, and he was from Brooklyn. Then the Ambushers with I Need Love, 1972 on Snuff Records. They were from Cincinnati, Ohio. And finally, The Buccaneers, You're Never Gonna Love Me Anymore, 1966 on Amigo. Perhaps the only release by this band who originated from Barrington, New Jersey in the mid-60s. We have heard this song before. In fact, not too long ago, probably earlier this semester. But I wanted to hear it again. And now you're gonna hear it again. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what's on your mind, your fuzzy little brain. Or let me know if you want to hear any songs next week. We do got a couple caller requests in the PL. That's the playlist. Here's BLC, the Brother Love Congregation, with I Don't Want to Go. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm alone on a road and I'm drinking now.
That was a band called Mustard Seed, S-E-A-D, Against Your Very Expectations. It was a single on a label called 12,000 BC. The song's called Dancing Fool. I cannot figure out the year or origin of the band, although I did not spend a whole lot of time on it. If you have any information, let me know. I hope you all enjoyed the speakeasy earlier. I always like to tune in on my way to the station. I at least get the Moonlight Sonata, I believe it's called, lulling me in as I drive over. I think I actually saw a DJ Marigold in the parking lot. He was wearing a trench coat and a fedora, and when I walked by, he said, "You're gonna blow him away, kid." I think he was doing a Humphrey Bogart impression. Although, you know, it was pretty good. We love the speakeasy, folks. We love it. And later we're going to hear High Score at 12 o'clock, the only show in Baton Rouge that plays video game soundtrack music. But right now, the situation at hand is the fuzz, dude. Coming up, we're going to hear from Fever Tree. Man Who Paints the Pictures is the name of the song. It was a single released in the Netherlands on Philips in 1969, although it also featured on their self-titled debut album, Fever Tree, with You and I on the year before. In the year before. The group originated from Houston, Texas, originally known as the Bostwick's Vines, and formed in 1966. That was before they had their keyboardist, Rob Lands. Although they were from Houston, their most well-known song is San Francisco Girls. Then we're going to hear Crack Shot by Floating Bridge. This featured on their first and only album, the self-titled Floating Bridge, with Vault Records in 1969. We've heard both sides of the metronome release of their 1969 single Brought Up Wrong, and the B-side is Watch Your Step. Both tracks also feature on this album, although the mixing is a little different, or it might be a different recording entirely. I'm a big fan of that single, although this song, Crack Shot, is pretty good as well. Then Q65 with The Life I Live, the legendary Dutch proto-punk band formed in 1965. This single came out in 66 on Decca. It was the second single released by this band, and also featured on their album Revolution. And then the Innsmen with their song Things Are Different Now, the B-side to their 1967 single I Don't Know on Wheels 4 Records. They were from Dearborn, Michigan. And as far as I know, this is the only release by the Innsmen. I hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week, but for now, you better get your canvas out, because here's the man who paints the pictures by Fever Tree. Thank you.
Catch you again. just keep haunting me. I know it's useless to try and make you see that I love you.
That was a group called Organized Confusion. That was the 1967 single on Stardust Records called That I Love You. They were from Sacramento, active from 1965 until 1968. Yes, indeed. Although, seems like they are pretty clear communicators there, and I'm not sure what they're confused about. Coming up next, we got the Lynx. This is a 1972 single on St. Peter's Records. It's called Lay Down to Rest, the fourth single by this three-piece band from Alpine, Texas, The Lynx. It was the first of their singles on St. Peter's. The previous three were on Hair Records. And we have heard some music from Hair Records before. I don't remember what exactly off the top of my head. Then we're going to hear The Hook with their song Plug Your Head In, the B-side to their 1968 single Son of Fantasy on U&I Records. I think we're hearing a lot from U&I today, but they put out a lot of stuff. This band, The Hook, was from Los Angeles. They released two albums via U&I that year of 1968. This group featured guitarist Bobby Arlen, who had just gotten done playing with The Leaves for 2 years previous. The Leaves, of course, known for their 1966 hit Hey Joe, which was later redone by Hendrix. So this is the same guitarist that featured on the original song Hey Joe by The Leaves. Then the Crystal Rain with their song Funeral at Dawn. It was the B-side to their 1966 single Hey Mama on Vangie. The band was from Dayton, Ohio, active from 1966 to 1970. One of two singles released by the band. Then we're going to hear Zen with their song, Hair. Well, it's not their song. It's the song from the musical Hair, but it's their version of the song Hair by Zen. This featured on the 1969 album Hair by Zen. Of course, Hair being the famous musical capturing the 60s counterculture. I had a caller talk to me about that last week. And, you know, I had heard of it, I think, but I was getting it confused with Hairspray, which is totally different. but it looks like I got a couple movies on the watch list there. The band Zen was from Amsterdam. And then finally, we're going to hear Why You Smile by The Answer, the B-side to their 1965 single on White Whale, that I did not write the name of. But White Whale was a label formed in Los Angeles in 1965, best known for producing The Turtles' Happy Together. The Answer originated from Berkeley and later became The Drongos. So now we know the answer, but the tricky part is finding the question. Here's the links with Lay Down to Rest. Hope you enjoy. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, here's the music.
I did my best. I'll take you with. Your mind will be free.
Thank you. You're so much to me.
I'm just dropping in to see what condition your listening is in. It's 11 a.m., and we got an hour left of the fuzz. You just heard Spirits and Worm with their song You and I Together. It was the opening track to their 1970 self-titled album Spirits and Worm on A&M Records. That group was from Long Island. And perhaps I just gave you a clue as to what's coming next. Kenny Rogers and the First Edition just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in. This is a caller request from last week. The Kenny Rogers group was founded in 1967, the First Edition. It was originally known as the First Edition. And this song featured on their self-titled debut album on Reprise Records, or Reprise, however you want to say it. It's like data or data. You know, who really gives a hoot? After that, we're going to hear Jim and Dale with their song Past the State of Mind. This was the 1968 single on United Artists. The duo was from Marion, Pennsylvania. Then Lavender Hill Express with their 1968 Sono Beat single Outside My Window. This was a group from Austin, Texas. And the band was comprised of former members of groups The Wig and Baby Cakes. I think we've heard from The Wig before. I think they have a song called Crackin' Up, but I might be getting that wrong. That's just off the top of my head. Then we're going to hear The Oz Band with their song I Am Not the Same. It was a 1968 single. They allegedly released another single on a label called Cub, C-U-B. It's in all caps, so I don't know, Cub, C-U-B, which was a subsidiary of MGM. But this was another group I couldn't find a lot of information on. Then the Lewis and Clark Expedition with their song Why Need They Pretend, another 1968 single on Coal Gems. This was a folk rock group from Los Angeles, active from 1966 to 1968. Yes, indeed. As I mentioned earlier, we got an hour left. You're listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is The Fuzz. This is Mike the Distortionist talking at you. If you're not already familiar, this is our weekly show where we play 60s garage rock, freak beat, proto-punk, acid rock, garage revival, and maybe, you know, a little bit of early 70s hard psych. Last week we did a psychedelic folk episode for Easter, which was probably our biggest departure on the show yet, but it was a lot of fun. If you're interested, there will be a playlist up at the end of the show. You can go to the LSU Reveille website, R-E-V-I-L-L-E, and go to the KLSU tab, and all our specialty shows will be listed there. You'll see The Fuzz on April 11th, 2026, and we'll have a playlist up of all the songs we played today. But for now, here's Kenny Rogers in the First Edition, just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in. And what about yours?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
like letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
in the tree. Outside my window, there are candlelight sad trees. Frozen night, wings without flight, yeah. Outside my window, I see she's walking out on me. Those people standing still. Outside my window, I see those cars that have no will. Motionless night, silent eyes, yeah. Outside my window, I see she's walking out on me. The ocean has gone smooth. Outside my window, I see the air has ceased to move. Black and brown, wasted time, yeah. I see she's walking out on. We'll be right back.
down each other's minds. Oh, they're playing games, they're calling names, they're trying hard not to speak unless they're spoken to. While their long days fly till tomorrow, illumination. All their long days fly till tomorrow. All their long days fly till tomorrow. Sometimes I find these people coming in and out of night. Oh, they have found themselves underground. They have found everything. The other, why so many lose their way? But they have found some solid ground. While all around them, you know the time is moving. Ooh, all their long days fly. We'll be right back.
mediocre me. There's no hope for mediocre me. Even mom and dad deserted me. Wrapped inside a basket, I was placed beside a door. Left with me a note that said,
I mean to leave you all hanging for a minute. We got big business going down at the station right now. You just heard Mediocre Me by Stained Glass. It was the B-side to their 1967 single, A Scene in Between, on RCA Victor. They were from San Jose, active from 1964 to 1970. Just before that, we heard Rabbit McKay, The Tendency to Be Free, a 1969 single on UNI Records. This was a singer-songwriter from California, known for his Psalmist Rhythm Band, allegedly performed into the 2000s, although information, again, is fairly elusive. Although I'm not going super deep here, because I got a lot of bands to learn about. We also heard the Electric Prunes from the San Fernando Valley, 818. Yeah, man. Some of you may or may not know, I am a Valley girl. Coming up, we're going to hear The Backdoor Society, I'm the Kind. Also known as Richard Pash and the Backdoor Society, this song was the B-side to their July 1967 single I'm Getting Better on Shoreman Records, the only release from this label that was from Avon Lake, Ohio, from which the band also originated, so probably some relation there, likely self-produced their album, or their release, their single. Then the Midnight Angels, I'm Suffering, 1967 again on Apex. This was a short-lived 60s proto-punk band from Manitoba in the Big C. That's Canada. With all the lakes, all their lakes up there. A very porous nation. Then The Morning Dew, Sycamore Dreamer, part of their demos recorded during the summer of 1968, not released until their early years comp in 2009 on Breakaway Records. We recently heard their song Young Man. They were from Topeka, Kansas. And finally, Touch by The Outsiders, 1966 on Relax. This was a Dutch band, not to be confused with the American group from Cleveland. Yeah, cool. I hope you're enjoying the show. You know, I'll come speak to you again in a little bit. We got about 30 minutes left. I'll be here. Oh, next week is Vinylathon. So next Saturday, we are planning to have DJs in the booth spinning vinyl and playing records over the air. I'm not sure at which time it will be taking place, so we may or may not be sacrificing the fuzz to engage in Vinylathon. But either way, I'll be here playing some records. And if it is during my showtime, I'll try and get some 60s psych and in there. Anyway, here's the Backdoor Society with I'm the Kind. Thanks for listening. Just called in, you can call back. Sorry I missed you. If you want to call in, the number is 225-578-5578.
I'm gonna make it not just like I said I would. best you look at me. Oh, I can see her eyes. We're just a psycho. Just a psycho, baby. I said, touch you, baby. I didn't mean to touch you, but I just touched your hand. Well, she looks so understanding, try to look so recommending, and she held my hand so tight, we didn't speak a word. And I stayed right by her side, that's how we spent the night. I held her hand in mine, made me feel so fine, and I. I didn't intend to touch you, but I touched your little hand. Yeah, you look at me, but I could see your eyes. But just as I hope, as I hope they would be, well, touch. But I touch your hand. Well, you also understand. I've tried to look so recommending. I've been with her all night long, sharing a feeling that grew strong. We found ourselves a love that couldn't possibly go wrong. I still hold her hand in mine, and it still makes me feel so fine.
Shine out on me. Shine, shine, shine. Well, let it shine out on me. Shine, shine, shine. Let it shine.
That was The Paragons, a teen garage rock group from Charlotte, North Carolina. The song was called ABBA, like the group. The single came out in 1967 on Bobby Records, The Paragons. We're coming up on the end of the hour here, and thus upon the end of the fuzz. I will be in the station next Saturday. I'm not sure if the fuzz necessarily will be occurring, because next Saturday, the 18th, is Vinyl-a-thon, so radio stations across the country will be playing vinyl records. We are participating, but at the moment, not sure what time. So it might be during the fuzz, it might be after the show, but either way, I'll be here spinning some records, and if it is during the show, I'll try and get some psychedelic rock going for y'all. Thanks to those who've called in. I know I missed at least one phone call earlier, so maybe I already got to talk to you, maybe you called back, or maybe you didn't, but feel free. If you didn't call in and I didn't miss you, still feel free. That number is 225-578-5578. I'll be here for 15 more minutes. Let me know what you want to hear on the next episode, whether that's next week or the week after. Coming up, we're going to hear Summer of Last Year by The Pyramid. This was a single from January of 1967 on Deram, D-E-R-A-M. That's the label. Seems to be the only release from this band, featuring the guitarist and singer-songwriter Ian Matthews, who hailed from England. Presumably the band as well hailed from England. And the label Deram was a sublabel of Decca. And I think we've heard from this label before. And they produced other groups from the UK as well. So that's what the signs point to. Following that, we're going to hear from The Seeds, of course, a legendary group from Los Angeles. The song's called Satisfy You. It was the 1968 single on GNP Crescendo, who also released their first four LPs, a very well-loved group, and one of my first exposures to 60s garage and proto-punk. It features the legendary Sky Saxon fronting the band. Then a song called Watch Me by The Tracers, the B-side to their 1966 single on Sully Records called She Said Yeah. The group originated from Minot, North Dakota, but relocated to Amarillo, Texas in 1965, although this single, Watch Me, was recorded in Oklahoma City. Then the West Coast Branch with Colors of My Life, 1967 B-side to Where Is the Door on A&M from Inglewood, California, just like Steve Martin. And finally, we're going to hear Thursday by Country Joe and The Fish from Berkeley. This was the B-side to their 1968 single, Who Am I, on Vanguard. They are best known for their album, Electric Music for the Mind and Body, also on Vanguard, as well as the rest of their eight LP releases. Thanks for listening. You'll hear from me next week. Here's the music.
Summer of last year, summer of last year. the summer, the summer, the summer, the summer, the summer, the summer, the summer,
find a way to give my feet back on the ground. But colors of my life go passing by. I can't even stop to reason why. There are things that can't be changed, they just go on and on. Though these things aren't a real reason, it doesn't mean they're wrong. Everything I do is part of me. All these things of the land consist of me. There are rules which you must follow, they are for as long. If you step outside the line, your kingdom has to fall. Colors of my life go flashing by. I can't even stop to reason why. Stand inside myself and in the walls of the way down. I must find a way to get my feet back on the ground.
Oh,